Hear these words from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But Jesus answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple and said, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "As it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I give to you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. This Lenten season, we're going to talk about giving up, surrender, raising your hands, reach for the sky. We might say submission, we might say surrender. Not the kind of giving up like quitting and some of the negative connotations that come with that, but the idea of turning over things that perhaps aren't ours to own. Like believing we can control some situations or that we can control others when maybe we just really can't. In the story of Jesus in the wilderness, we have this confrontation with the devil. And the devil offers Jesus things that are either within his power or he could have easily done no problem, talking about Jesus. Within Jesus' power. For example, a hungry Jesus could have turned rocks into bread. That would have been an easy one. In the wilderness, it's only Jesus and the devil. Who would know? Well, Jesus would know. Jesus didn't necessarily go into the desert to face off with the devil. He went to fast and to pray, to deny himself and to be with his Father. But in comes the devil, who offers Jesus food, a display of his deity and the nations of the world. Did Jesus need food? Yes, indeed. But his need was spiritual more than physical. He knew that the days would come when he would eat, but those times of solitude were numbered. Soon he would be surrounded by throngs of people all the time. Did he need to display his nature as fully God? Well, no. Soon enough, he would be healing the sick and the lame, restoring sight to the blind and casting out demons. There would be time for that. What Jesus didn't need was to perform parlor tricks for the devil. Did Jesus need to become the king of the world over all the nations? Well, I would argue that he did do that in his own time. He would become the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What Jesus needed was provided by a cross and an empty tomb. Jesus' way in Jesus' day. But Jesus had surrendered his guns at the door, so to speak, to suffer in the heat and hunger, and to be with his Father. The devil could not offer what Jesus needed, and he was dismissed. This being at the end of 40 days, when the devil left, the angels came and comforted Jesus. Jesus, in this passage, surrendered to the needs of his body, his spiritual identity, his destiny. And if Jesus did this while being the Son of God, what do you imagine Jesus expects of us? Being a Christ follower means to surrender. We, for our part, surrender ourselves when offered salvation. Don't misunderstand, it's not a contribution to the process. Surrender does not redeem you. It puts you in that right relationship with the one who does. Jesus offers, and all you can do is receive. Surrender is acknowledging that Jesus has the power in the relationship. The power to save, the power to bless. Jesus is the only source of our salvation. Nothing we say, nothing we can do, the ball is entirely in his court. Surrender continues in the lifelong process of becoming more like Jesus. Not just repeating what Jesus said, but doing as he did. Except maybe that part about turning over the tables of the money changers. Everybody wants that job. It means surrendering our egos and humbling ourselves to become more like Christ. Like, it's harder than it sounds. I believe that the way can be had with prayer, with scripture, and allowing God's Holy Spirit to shape us. In Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth, he says, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So anyway, does that happen in a moment? Does it come when you come to the altar rail and you say a prayer? Or when a certain televangelist who's paid a lot of money for a commercial says, pray this prayer with me? Are you a completely new creature at that moment? No. It takes time. It takes surrender. Sometimes it takes a whole lifetime to become something new. And it takes work on our part. And it takes allowing God to work on us to make real change. No one answers the altar call and walks away a mature Christian. But after a life lived, we surrender our identity and our destiny to the one who has gone to prepare a place for us. At the end of Jesus' earthly journey, there waited a cross and a tomb. For the rest of us, we will find our earthly ends at a grave. But thank God that that grave is not the end. It's merely a stepping stone. These acts of surrender are maybe a little bit oversimplified for most. Some of our paths are long and complicated. For some, it doesn't take turning a page, a lifetime. For others, they seem to figure out a path. And yet for other Christians, they never quite find the way. I have a fond fond saying of it's not the destination always that's important to us. It's the journey. And I usually talk about this when talking about a vacation or a pilgrimage or a trip or something like that. But in our spiritual pilgrimage to God's kingdom, it is the journey that's important. The destination is already waiting for us. But how do we reach that plateau? I believe that the greatest step, the best tool for becoming a new creature in Christ, is through surrender. May you also find new life through the becoming and trust Jesus with the destination. After all, a pilgrimage isn't the end of the road. It is the journey. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.